I love the water, either way it is, but it's, you have to respect this ocean. It's dangerous, whether it's calm or whether it's rough.
It makes you realize that you're connected. You're connected to what's, you know, what you can't see via this water.
Love watching the waves. I mean, that was always fun. And in fact, I was not alone in that. I think many, many people would come down to the beach and just look at the waves.
Where I've noticed that the water is doing about four different things, the pattern of the movement, because you have the tide coming in, and you have the surface water, and then and the direction of the wave that's on the surface, and then you have the wind doing things. And so it's like a layers of movement.
Well, I've been on the water since I was a baby, I guess you'd say. I live on the water, practically. I mean, I own property, of course, on the water, naturally.
Swimming with seals, and I wanted to be able to do that. But, of course, I'm not an underwater mammal.
The sense of calm and fear that it brings me. I enjoy watching it. It makes me extremely calm, yet at the same time, I have something of a fear of what's underneath it.
So the space, the feeling of being in the water, I still swim, I love swimming, and being immersed in it, and also watching it change and move. It's just a pure pleasure.
I loved being in it. I love the feeling of being in water. And that it's almost like a feeling of that weightlessness, that flying almost that you get, and the feel of water against one's skin.
I cherish being able to swim in the clean water. I cherish being able to play with my children by the water. I cherish being able to drink it and grow things with it.
As a child, I was a water rat. I loved to be in the water, swimming, you know, just couldn't get me out of it. But as an adult, I came upon sailing. And what sailing is to me is being one with the water and all the dimensions of water, because water has waves, currents, and you are one with the water and yourself and your boat. And to me, that is a very deep meditation.
It felt like one of the happiest places to be.
Water is really what it is. It's a blessing, and people don't see it that way.
I remember cold water in the crummy local swimming pool where I had to do my swimming lessons in early June when it was like 50 degrees outside and the water was so cold that none of the instructors would get in, but they made us go anyway.
Probably having a bath with lots of suds and bubbles and splashing in the water.
Play mermaids in the water, and I like to swim in the water, and have bubble tubs in the water.
I love bathtubs, I love pools, I love the ocean, I love lakes, I love to be in water. I love the weightless feel of it, I love how gentle it is, I love being in water.
I think I understand that, you know, you can sit down and have a nice piece of meat or a vegetable casserole or whatever you like to eat, but I think the thing that probably my body responds to the best is water.
Oh, it's not just a special place. It's a privileged place where I can get more in tune with who I am and what my place is in the real structure of the world around me.